Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a lesson on Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer 48. What are we specifically taught by these words, before me, in the First Commandment? These words, before me, in the First Commandment, teach us that God, who sees all things, taketh notice of, and is much displeased with, the sin of having any other God. The little words, before me. Now, it's easy to misunderstand these words. We can think of it this way, that there's a long line, and in that line are many gods. And at the end of that line is the true and living God. And all of these other gods, as we look at that line and pass along that line, all of these other gods are before God. Before we can get to God, all of these other gods are present. That's not the meaning of the term. The meaning before me actually means this: before my face, before my face. That is, you shall have no other gods before my face. As I observe all that I have created, and of course you are part of that creation, as I observe you and all of creation, you are before my face. And you ought to not bow down and worship another god as you are standing here before my face. The words in the Psalm 136, where shall I flee from your presence? The word presence means from my face, from before my face. In other words, there is nowhere you can go and not be before the face of God. He observes all things. He knows all things. You can't go into the mountains in Colorado and go into a deep, dark cavern and turn out the lights and be in pitch darkness and not be yet before the face of God. There, in that cavern, you are still before the face of God. You cannot be a submariner and get on your submarine and go down into the depths of the ocean and not yet be before the face of God. Noah, or Jonah, I should say, when he was in the belly of the sea monster, was yet before the face of God. This means there's nowhere you can hide from the great God of glory. You cannot go into a bar or a tavern or a saloon and then go into the back room and close the door and turn down the lights and drink and do all sorts of unseemly things and then come out of that back room and think to yourself, well, I've done all of this in secret and no one knows. Of course, other persons may not know. Your family may not know. But God knows, because you cannot escape from being before the face of God. You, in this manner, are, as it were, an individual who needs to recognize yourself as a creature of God and look up to Him into His face and confess the fact that you are His creature, because you stand, no matter where you are or in what circumstance you are, you stand before the face of God. You can't go into your bedroom and hide under the bed and escape the face of God. You cannot go into the woods and escape the face of God. This is the idea in the First Commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. You'll recall that in the last lesson I told the little story about coming to my room as a West Point cadet and seeing a group of other men sitting on the floor in a little circle. And in the middle of that circle was a little miniature Buddha. And these men were burning incense and praying to this Buddha and bowing down to this Buddha. And I said to them, "What are you doing?" And they said, "We're praying for better results in our final examinations." I scoffed and turned around and left the room. I wasn't a Christian, but I knew in my heart of hearts, because the work of the law was still written in my heart, and although I was a fallen, sinful creature, I was still a man in the image of God, and the remnants of God's law was in my heart. And the first commandment says, "You shall have no other gods before me." And you cannot commit adultery in the face of God. Now, this is the essence of the commandment. My wife and I had a few years ago an excursion to Japan. And in Japan, we of course took note of the fact that there were little altars and places of worship scattered around Kobe, Japan, where we were staying. And you could not walk but a block and see another altar in a place where people were praying and bowing down and burning incense. God sees all of these things. And we are before the face of God. You and I stand before the face of God. And you and I are to have no other gods before the face of the great God of the Bible in heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ. The great problem arises in that, as the Apostle Paul says, we sin and do our own will and wind up serving the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. We wind up serving ourselves rather than serving the living God. This is always the tension in which you and I find ourselves. We seek to serve ourselves rather than to seek the living God. And as we stand before Him, we are in sin. Listen again to what the commandment says. These words before me in the first commandment teach us that God, who sees all things, taketh notice of and is much displeased with the sin of having any other God. Do not pretend that you can flee from before the face of God. Worship Him alone. Thanks for listening.